His name is Steve. He likes to do pranks like you do, and he's also into building electronics like you are. It may have been the most significant meeting in a Silicon Valley garage since Hewlett went into Packard's 32 years earlier. Steve and I just sat on the sidewalk in front of Bill's house for the longest time, just sharing stories, mostly about pranks we'd pulled, and also what kind of electronic designs we'd done, Wozniak recalled. We had so much in common. Typically, it was really hard for me to explain to people what kind of design stuff I worked on, but Steve got it right away. And I liked him. He was kind of skinny and wiry and full of energy. Jobs was also impressed. Woz was the first person I'd met who knew more electronics than I did, he once said, stretching his own expertise. I liked him right away. I was a little more mature than my years, and he was a little less mature than his, so it evened out. Woz was very bright, but emotionally, he was my age. In addition to their interest in computers, they shared a passion for music. It was an incredible time for music, Jobs recalled. It was like living at a time when Beethoven and Mozart were alive. Really? People will look back on it that way, and Woz and I were deeply into it. In particular, Wozniak turned Jobs onto the glories of Bob Dylan. We tracked down this guy in Santa Cruz who put out this newsletter on Dylan, Jobs said. Dylan taped all of his concerts, and some of the people around him were not scrupulous, because soon there were tapes all around, bootlegs of everything, and this guy had them all. Hunting down Dylan tapes soon became a joint venture. The two of us would go tramping through San Jose and Berkeley and ask about Dylan bootlegs and collect them, said Wozniak. We'd buy brochures of Dylan lyrics and stay up late interpreting them. Dylan's words struck chords of creative thinking. Added Jobs, I had more than 100 hours, including every concert on the 65 and 66 tour. The one where Dylan went electric. Both of them bought high-end TIAC reel-to-reel tape decks. I would use mine at a low speed to record many concerts on one tape, said Wozniak. Jobs matched his obsession. Instead of big speakers, I bought a pair of awesome headphones and would just lie in my bed and listen to that stuff for hours.